And I'm sure there's none of us that would disagree with the fact that it sure is going in a different direction than many of our founding fathers wanted it to go in. But at the same time, I'm also encouraged that because we're still here, and because God is still God, and because there are still people praying for his blessing and his direction and his touch on this country, that there's hope for this country. And so that's why every day I pray for his continued blessing and direction and touch on this country, because we sure need it. So with that in mind, what I'd like to talk to you about today is something that I've learned about leadership, because we certainly do need leaders. You know, it's said that there's three kinds of people in the country, that there are people who make things happen. There are people who know what's happening, and they make things happen. Then there are people who just sit around and watch things that are happening. And then there are the third kind of people, people who have no clue what's going on. They're just oblivious of life. I see that every day in middle school. I see that every day, no matter where I go. I see it every day in society. There are people who seem to know. There are people who seem to be movers and shakers, who know what's happening. And those are the kind of people, when things get really, really tough, when things start to get chaotic, those are the kind of people that you really look for, because those are the kind of people who seem to see something that the rest of us don't see. They seem to hear and be guided by something that we're not able to sense, but we know they've got it. And we look at that and we say, wow, when I'm around that person, I feel a sense of peace. I feel secure. I feel a little bit of comfort. I feel like because that person seems to know what's happening, I'm going to be around that person because I'll feel safer. Those are the kind of people that we call leaders. And I want to share with you some things that through the years, some insights that I've developed and maybe learned by the grace of God about leadership. Because, as I said, our country sure does need leaders. When I think about a leader, I often think about when I was growing up, there used to be before Oprah, there was a show like that called Mike Douglas Show. And Mike Douglas had one day had a guy